from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Proper Cowboys Monday here for you, plus a CY coming up at 4:20. We'll talk with the Rangers GM coming off their seventh straight series loss in a row. Unbelievable. Mike Golic Jr. coming up at 4 o'clock. General at your service. Salute to you. Brian Broaddus joining us from Oxnard, California, home of Cowboys training camp 2024. Good evening, sir. Good afternoon. How the heck are you?
Yes. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great to be with you today. Thank you.
Our training camp coverage with Broaddus in Oxnard brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, from grain to glass, and he has Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup. Zach Wolchuk is here. Chiefs out today. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thethefan.com. Twitch, and on YouTube. Cowboys win 27-12 Saturday, and what are we looking at tonight here? A late practice for the guys?
Yeah, 3:45 local, so 5:45 in the central time zones. So, yeah, I think Mike's trying to give them – they got in really late after the game on Saturday. So I think he's trying to give them a little more of some recovery time. Should have a normal practice, we think. But they're gonna play this thing a little bit later on this evening.
Right on. Well, thanks for picking me up on Friday. I had an unbelievably fun weekend in Las Vegas, and for the first time in my life, I have returned from a casino with more money than I left with.
Hell,
there you
yes.
go.
Yeah. How was the furry Star Trek convention?
Oh, it was killer. But the best part was the poker tournament that concluded it. They had it over at the Aria in their Poker Go Studios,
yeah,
which is like
a nice
TV
place.
Studio.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
And I made the final table, so I was actually on TV in Las Vegas.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, there you go. Congrats.
First hand, though, I get dealt ace-king. I was short stack, went all in. Guy turned over jacks, and I was done, but I had an absolute blast. Okay, what'd you guys think of the football on Saturday?
I'm more interested in your experience now, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Kind of fill us in, like, okay, your strategy, you got to the final table.
Yeah.
How did you play to get to the final table?
I played great.
I mean, okay, yeah, you played great, but do you strategize on this, or is it really all about the cards?
Yes. Okay, so since you asked, about 20 years ago, I fell head over heels with poker when it got popular on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I probably read 10 books on tournament poker, and I probably played 10 hours a day for 3 years, right?
Wow.
So I have a lot of experience. That was online, multiple tables going at the same time. I always wanted to be a pro, but I just wasn't disciplined enough, and I wasn't good enough, you know? So radio was fun, so I stayed there and gave up playing every day like 15 years ago or something like that. So I know what I'm doing in a poker tournament, though, right?
Right.
So, And a lot of the people were just crypto people. They brought in about 15 pros from the online poker world.
Okay.
But they were so proud of themselves and so like filled with pride that they kept talking about it. So I was like, okay, I'm not playing in a hand with you. I'm not playing in a hand with you. I'm not playing in a hand with you.
Yeah.
At least not a big hand.
You were scouting them out.
Yes. I had all the pros lined up and I avoided them constantly throughout. I think it was about a 6 or 7 hour a deal.
Jeez.
But I got all in a couple of times with the better hand and didn't get drawn out on. But with about 12 players to go, I was chip leader. And
wow.
The cutoff for making money is 9 players. So one of the best strategies as you get close to that final table where the money really starts to get big, people get very tight. They don't want to play any hands.
Right.
So I was hammering them for like 30 minutes straight. Raise, raise, mm-hmm. raise. And they were just like, oh, fold, fold, fold. Caught up to me. I get dealt queen jack about mid position. Make the bet about 3 times the big blind, which put the big blind all in. He called instantly and turned over kings. So that cut me in half. But I was still like average stack. I limp into the final table, and then I sat down at the final table, and I was ecstatic to look at Ace King in my first hand, right? And I thought I was in good shape, but again, the guy turned over jacks.
Okay, give us the appearance of Gavin Dawson, because we've watched these tournaments like when we come in with a bag of Jack in the Box tacos.
Yeah,
you know, after drinking all night, we turn it on ESPN. Always sunglasses, always a hat, always some kind of big logos on the shirt. How were we dressed for this one? Did you go with the sunglasses? What was your attire for this thing?
I'm going to do this for you right now because there I am on TV in the final table. I got a screenshot of this.
Okay.
I had my crypto podcast hat on. And I was basically just, you know, kind of how you see me at work and like black sweatpants and a Lululemon top.
You had to change out of the Star Trek Spock outfit.
Okay.
I mean, that's
quick. Yeah, he
right
went from
there.
The blue shirt and ears to a poker player is what he did.
Yeah, okay. I just tweeted a picture of that at Gavin Dawson. But dude, it was exhilarating.
Next time you got to go with the revealing top. That's the vibe.
Yes.
Let the nips out a little bit.
That I think that would have
distractions.
Yeah, it couldn't have hurt.
I've seen it happen on TV.
Were you nervous though? I mean, man, now you're at the final table, TV. Like, I'd be crapping myself.
No, I kept forgetting I was on TV. Actually,
okay.
I think probably just because we stream here. You know, I was just chilling. And the guy to my left, which is a good friend of mine from the crypto world, was freaking hammered, right?
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask
he's
you.
He's just running his mouth constantly, talking trash. And so I was preoccupied trying to keep him in line.
Are poker players allowed to drink at the table? I know they're not allowed to smoke, right? You can't smoke, but can you drink?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're more than happy to bring you drinks. I mean, get the action going and... You know, when you're streaming and you're not on TV, they don't mind the F-bombs and all the profanities and stuff.
Wow. Okay.
So it was great.
It's a good time.
Well, how was y'all's weekend? I saw Trey Lance finished 15 of 23. Full disclosure, I was on, I was in that tournament the entire time through the game. I took a red eye. Soccer tournament resumed yesterday morning at 8 a.m. No sleep. So as soon as I got back from that, we got the dub again. I think this is like 5 tournaments
weekend,
in a row.
Man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I saw you guys with a trophy. Yeah. I saw you guys had trophies or medals. What was it you had this time around?
Had medals there in the Bob Wiseman Memorial a soccer tournament. But saw some highlights, you know, watching on social and then looking at the stats. Trey Lance, 15 of 23, no picks. The one touchdown passing. And the one rushing touchdown as well also had the big run that set up the 66-yard field goal. So, you know, that's cool there. How did he look?
I mean, he looked better, certainly, than a week ago. I mean, I still think there are accuracy issues. But the mobility, I know Jerry was gushing over that during the pregame interview there with Christy Sales. But, I mean, that's his best attribute, I think, is his legs, his ability to extend plays. You saw him be able to create and put them in field goal range to your point, slides down 1 second left, Brandon Aubrey comes out there, boom, there's a 66-yarder. But he did look to be much more in command. But, again, I mean, I just don't know that he's going to be able to ever get that accuracy fixed. You know, to me, it's just it's so inconsistent. You just don't know. Is the ball going to be behind? Is it going to be high? Is it going to be too low? But it definitely was a better showing than what he had the week before.
Yeah. The ball going where you want it to is an elite skill.
Yeah, he was 7 of 8. He was 7 of 8 against the blitz this week.
Nice.
And so, for like, I think it was for 56 yards and the touchdown. So, yeah, you know, to me, in the Rams week, he was terrible against pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more pressure they brought on him, the harder it was for him. Where he struggled a little bit is when they did try to speed him up on some stuff. His time to throw wasn't as good as it was against the Rams, But, you know, he faced a little bit more pressure in this game. Wolchuk's right. The ball can be sometimes a little bit all over the place for him. But the throw that he was able to make, he was really bad in the red zone against the Rams, much better in the red zone against the Raiders. Raiders playing their some of their top guys, their first unit, and they're able to move the ball. The line did a good job of keeping him upright. There were some kind of wrinkles that they threw. They went with the waggle stuff. They also, like, put a little bit of that read option stuff in there that helped him, with his ability. One time he could have handed the ball off to Freeman, and it would have been a walk-in touchdown. I mean, that's how well they blocked it, and he pulled it and took off running. And then the next play, he hands the ball to Freeman thinking, like, hey, bro, sorry, I didn't mean to, like, take a touchdown away from you, but, you know, here you go. But, you know, the decision-making was good. The accuracy, as we mentioned, is going to be a little bit problematic at times. But overall, how he handled the blitz and how he played down in the red zone, I think, were improvements from what we saw the previous week against the Rams.
What's buzzing out there, Brian? Anything new on CeeDee Lamb or anything?
Nah, it's really. I saw where we had a situation. What the Spider-Man? Did we get a Spider-Man Instagram post thing? And I don't know the significance of that. I think CeeDee's leaving it up to a lot of folks to try and translate what he means by putting up a picture and then him putting on the Spider-Man mask and stuff like that. So maybe coming back to work. I know there were some situations where there's a lot of people thinking that maybe that CeeDee's, you know, he's down in Miami training, that this thing wouldn't get done until we got back into Dallas. The team comes back on Thursday. So that's kind of where we're at right now, but really not anything. Because of the evening practice or the late afternoon practice, there's really not much going on here at the field right now. So maybe when we get to guys start showing up, you know, you can kind of feel if there's something going on, but we just don't have that just right yet.
Franklin injury attorney text line is open. If you know what CeeDee meant there with posting these Spider-Man,
that would be good. I'd like to learn. I'm not a huge fan of, you know, those types of things. So if you're masking up, I assume that you're getting ready to go into battle, right? Spider-Man,
yeah,
mask up.
Thing that's
here we
weird
go.
About it is it's the Venom. It's the black Spider-Man suit. I didn't see.
Yeah. I thought Bobby got called out because Bobby said Venom, and some people called out and said, no, that's not Venom. That's the black Spider-Man is what that is.
I don't know. Yeah,
I mean,
the suit goes that color because the Venom, I believe, gets on it. And then he's actually not Venom. That, of course, is Eddie Brock, who becomes the character Venom. Yeah, but that all relates to itself in that Spider-Man 3, which is what that graphic's from.
So is he framing himself as a villain here? Is he saying with great power comes great responsibility? What's your take there?
I mean, I'd like to think that this is just he is getting ready to suit up. He's putting the Cowboys jersey back on, and here we go. He's getting ready to play, but maybe he is thinking about going to the dark side, and he's about to be a Washington Commander or something. Who the hell knows? I mean, this is open for interpretation.
940, we said the same thing about Dak's accuracy. He got it fixed. Can't write off the kid, too. He's been in the NFL for, what, 4 years? 5 years? Is this Trey Lance's fifth year in the fourth year in the NFL?
Trey Lance, 4 years, yeah.
It's been quite a while. Where can we watch this poker tournament? It was on the Poker Go YouTube page, and I think you'll only get, like, one hand of me, but there I was. I was thinking about cutting it up. It was definitely the poker, like, lifetime achievement. You know what I'm saying? Like, for all my years playing poker, that was the coolest thing. I just wish it had lasted longer. I aimed on winning the thing. There was about 90 players in it, but I thought they were all going to be scrubs. But once the pros were out, I was like, dude, it's on now. Okay, Adam Schefter with the tweet, expected but now official. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn naming number 2 overall pick Jaden Daniels as Washington's new number 1 quarterback. Daniels is now slated to start opening day in Tampa. How good could he be, Brian? Could he shift the balance of power in the NFC East?
Yeah, the thing about it is the Commanders, they always worried if they got the right quarterback. And, you know, my LSU bias towards him, I think they might have got the right quarterback. The problem with the Commanders is that defense. You know, how good is that defense? That's probably why they brought Dan Quinn in there. I mean, what, Ben Johnson didn't take the job. Dan Quinn gets the job. So, you know, his task is going to be to fix that defense. But, yeah, I mean, you talk about the weapons that this guy has. The offensive line is something they're going to have to kind of work on. But the mobility, the escapability, all those things, you know, with Daniels is a plus plus. I mean, he's got to learn to get down slide. I know Dan Quinn's been on him about that. Heck, he had a run the other day in the game where he was running to the sidelines and just had to get down or get out, and he turned it back inside and got hit, and you could see him look at Dan Quinn like, bro, what am I, you know, what I tell you, get down, get out of bounds, don't take those hits. But it seems to kind of attract him that way. But yeah, he's got the ability to cause some problems because of the way he could throw the football with some accuracy, the touch he has down the field, but his ability to run as well.
You know, I think one key thing in all sports, maybe except for baseball, but even baseball and the base paths, I guess you could use it to your advantage, but the ability to make somebody think they're going to get you and then slip, juke them, right?
Yeah.
And I just, if you don't have that and you're a running quarterback, you're going to have to run so safe. Like, he's going to come in, get hurt a couple of times in the first 3 or 4 years, and if he's passing the ball well enough, they're going to be like, okay, when you see daylight, just get down or get out of bounds, right? We're not juking anybody, because when he tries to juke, it's violent.
Yeah, that's his biggest problem, is wanting to, he's along the sideline and then he cuts it back upfield. It's like, dude, just step out of bounds. But I think absolutely he is the type of talent, and I've been saying this, this is my concern, that you could see Washington go on a type of run to win the NFC East this year.
Mark from Terrell says it definitely means he's going dark, a.k.a. incognito.
Okay. Well, I'm learning something now. I didn't know what that all meant. Yeah.
And what else do we got here? This is Peter Parker, the Black Spider from the Secret Wars, which predates Venom.
Ooh.
It's just a picture from Spider-Man 3, which Venom's in, and that's what ends up turning that suit black. So, I mean, we're getting a lot of texts about, like, the Spider-Man history and the Miles Morales. I get all of that, but I was just going based on the movie that it was from.
It looks like a Peter Parker face with the black mask going over
there,
right?
Yeah, it's a still shot from Spider-Man 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So it means he's going dark. He's no longer going to be communicating or anything like that, right? Is that what we're kind of doing right now?
Sounds like it. Like, okay. You know, I've made my best offer back to you in negotiations, and until you call me and say yes, then we have nothing to talk about, and I have nothing further to say to the public about it.
Well, there you have it. There's a picture that tells all the words, right?
Yeah, I believe so, if we got the right interpretation here.
Yep.
The Rangers have lost 7 series in a row. Twins got 3 out of the 4. Salute to Josh Young, though, for being a hero with the home run in the game last night and the game-winning knock there in extras. It's going to be Dane Dunning on the hill tonight, Cody Bradford tomorrow, and TBD on Wednesday, which could be John Gray getting ready to get activated after throwing a simulated game on Saturday. Okay, what Bruce Bochy had to say, we'll get to that maybe in Around the Bases. We'll talk to Sandler at 6:20. But coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, G-Bag of the Day 2:30, 1 week left of preseason before we head to the NFL season. Where are the Cowboys now in the power rankings? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches.
Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a good one. Segment's brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels at 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 8 minutes. NFL power rankings are out as Brian joins us once again from the tennis courts in Oxnard. Where would you put your Cowboys right now, Brian?
I'm going to say they're probably got them listed at number 11.
That's what I guessed as well before I opened the link. Well, Chuck, have you looked?
No, I haven't looked. I feel like, is this ESPN?
Yeah.
They seem to still have thought highly of them throughout the entire offseason. Ooh. I'll go 9.
Okay, 9's a good guess as well. They actually came in at 11.
Okay.
Which is interesting. It was, to me, I don't know. I think I'd have a hard time finding 10 teams that I believe are better. I think they're going to win the division. I think they're the best team in the NFC East. I thought when I said 11, though, I think I guessed that because there's been so much negativity about them. But I think it's being overrated what they lost. And, the division has gotten worse, you know, unless New York or Washington suddenly wakes up with the team. But here's what they said. The easy answer is Mike McCarthy. Maybe quarterback Dak Prescott, too, as far as who's on the hot seat. Nothing that happens this year will impact Jerry Jones' status as the owner and GM, but he has a lot on the line with how he's constructed this year's team. Prescott is months from being a free agent. McCarthy, who's won 36 games the last 3 years, and his coaching staff are on one-year deals. If the Cowboys falter, Jones will be likely starting all over, 29 years removed from the Cowboys' last Super Bowl appearance. While the Cowboys said their season ticket renewal was at more than 99%, according to Jones, the size of the crowds at training camp have been smaller, and anger with the organization seems to be higher than ever. A season that ends without a playoff appearance at minimum will ratchet up the heat on Jones. So you think new coach, this is Todd Archer, who apparently believes new coach, new quarterback if the Cowboys falter.
I don't think he's wrong. Mm-mm. I don't think he's wrong. And you know, if you hear whispers, you know, I think there's some guys that I would not be surprised at all if Mike McCarthy is preparing for his next opportunity. I wouldn't be surprised if Dak Prescott's preparing for his next opportunity. You know, I think these guys are going to coach and play as hard as they can play this season and see what happens. But front office management has put those two gentlemen in the crosshairs. And so, you know, if they can get something done with Dak, great, you know, for the organization. If not, well, they're likely going to lose a guy. They're going to lose their quarterback. And I think some people would be super happy with that. And others would be like, okay, here we go through the wilderness again.
Now, if I'm right and they win the division, make the playoffs, do you think both are back? One's back?
I don't. To me, okay, now they both really – now Mike would really have some leverage. You know, Mike would have some leverage that, like, if you won the division, I think it's going to still come down to playoff victories for him.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, the winning of division and all that, but if Mike wins the division and say they do get to the championship game, they navigate that and they get there, now Mike's got some serious leverage. He could, you know, other teams could come in here and say, hey, listen, we appreciate you, and we're going to give you this. We're going to make you one of the top-paid coaches in the league, and, you know, you can leave from Dallas. I mean, Jerry's kind of playing a dangerous game if, in fact, Mike does have some success or the team has success.
Yeah.
Because you could get Mike saying, well, listen, you know, you made me play this thing out, and, you know, I appreciate, you know, the opportunity you gave me, because I was sitting at the farm in Green Bay not doing anything, and you gave me a chance, but I kind of felt like I proved my worth here, you know?
Yeah, and I think Jerry will say, listen, I mean, Jason Garrett was basically my adopted son, and I sent him into a lame duck here. You know,
there you go. It's nothing personal. I mean, personal. Hey, it's yeah. Yeah, that Mike, I don't think Mike's taking it personal, but it would not surprise me if we got if we all had an opportunity to go to Hurtado Barbecue with Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott and just kind of was having lunch. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if they talked about going elsewhere after this.
I wouldn't be surprised either. And the Dak thing's one where it's like, man, I haven't really wanted to believe that the Cowboys would want to go back into that quarterback abyss of the unknown of what you have here. But it might be more so Dak, and it's not necessarily like on the Cowboys now. You know, Dak's going to have his option. Yeah. And he's going to have somebody willing to write a check for what he wants this offseason in free agency, whether that's the Raiders. I mean, there's a list of teams that would love to have Dak Prescott. And then when he's gone and the Cowboys don't have a quarterback, I think that hope will certainly drive up interest in the fan base for the ones that are out on Dak. But then I think there could be some very, very dark years. And then you'll be thinking, man, the grass wasn't really that greener.
I mean, if he gets there, ultimately it'll be the Cowboys' decision that they wanted to move on. You know? And I don't know how I feel about that one, but I think Dak will be back.
Would it be the Cowboys' decision, though, that they wanted to move on? I don't know. Like, if they're not offering Dak what he wants, and Dak can get more somewhere else, that's Dak saying,
but
I don't want to be here.
In the end, the market will give you a number, and if the Cowboys turn matching that down, then it will be their decision. There's no way Dak is leaving, being so close to Louisiana, starting a family here, and it being the Cowboys. There's not a close second best to what he is. All it is a matter of is knowing your value and forcing the Cowboys to give you that value. And if you do that through negotiations or setting the market and then coming back and asking them to match, I think one way or the other, the Cowboys will have the final say here.
Kind of feel like, though, that maybe, you know, Dak might be, what if there's a new coaching situation too? New head coach, new coordinators, new everything, you know? I wonder if he's like, listen, if I'm going to go through this all again, I'll just go through with some other organization.
Well, okay, so, you could run into the same problems with other teams.
Oh, right? Sure you could. No, you're absolutely good.
If there is a guy like, you know, let's say he loves working with Dan Mullen, who was his college coach, on an NFL staff next year, and Dak's like, I would really love to go rekindle that before I'm done.
Right.
You know, if there's a coach out there that he loves to that extent, and they're offering him, then, you know, I can't rule it out. But if you made me bet right now, I would bet that Mike McCarthy is back. I mean, if they just make the playoffs 4 in a row, you're speaking Jerry's love language at that point. Just make the playoffs and make people believe.
But they, you know, Jerry's, they made the playoffs, what, 3 straight years, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't get an extension. Yeah. So, I mean,
the Rangers won the World Series and didn't give CY an extension. Some of these billionaires are so damn rich and disconnected from reality. They're rude to their employees.
And Jerry's statement's been the Green Bay game, right? So I guess it would depend on how ugly is the playoff loss.
Yeah, that's fair.
And can he pin it on Dak?
Even after that ugly loss, even after legends saying what they have said, they showed up at that podium in Oxnard and were like, what are you guys talking about? The world's great. Yeah. You know, we just got unlucky in the playoffs again.
All pros and pro bowlers.
You know, we had Mike Lombardi on with Sean and RJ the other day. Mike doesn't think that Dak will have as many suitors as everybody thinks.
Yeah.
You know, Mike's like, you know, well, who, where's he going to go? Mm-hmm. You know, what teams, you know, and then we'll see. I mean, like we bring up the Tampa situation because, you know, his significant other, she's from Florida. You know, and Mike's like, well, they like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, they just gave Baker Mayfield an extension. But Vegas doesn't have a quarterback, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
New Orleans is probably going to move on from Derek Carr.
Giants.
I think there's a lot of options. And all it takes really is one team. It doesn't matter how many. It's just one team that wants to pay him.
And if a player as good as Dak is out there, they'll change their situation.
It might be that he thinks he's just tired of the situation here. You know, I mean, it might be all things being equal, and he might just say, I just don't want to be here anymore.
These idiots with ESPN put the Eagles at 5. Try 25.
Eagles are getting way too much love.
Lions at 4, Niners at 3, Ravens at 2, Chiefs at 1. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. We're Lucius Alexander. How's your G-Bag for the day?
Hey, bro, if Big Dak hits the market, he's bona fide. He'll have some suitors, that's for sure.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think so, too. He'd have a word with my boy in New Jersey,
There we go. All right, got to make sure I got all my clicks and booms and pows and wings and zings. It's a Monday. It's a vacated title, too, here, General. Redneck Brawls went 5 times.
Nice.
Clean sweep every day. Clean sweep, so vacated title. We're starting brand new right here.
Let me go ahead and note that in the calendar. It sounds like a good favorite for the G-Bag of the year.
But Redneck Brawls. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Buck
buckled him all week. I've been saying that. Buckled him.
All right, so it looks like my man Brian Broaddus jumped on with the RJ and Chappie show. What's wrong with
Chappie? Yeah.
And you got a little, you got out of character?
I did.
Okay.
I did a little bit, yeah.
All right, cool.
I did. I was thinking you two need to fight more on these shows.
No, I was hoping the
two
fight
idiots
was
going at it. I was not hoping, very strong.
I was hoping the fight was worse. It wasn't that
bad. Yeah, exactly.
Bad.
You were hoping that you'd have to talk to me and go, hey, I'm thinking about posting this. What do you think? What do you think? No, I'm thinking about for the ratings here.
Yeah.
If you and Bobby would like it, if you met with each other and like hit each other in the face, that would be better. I'm cooking a brisket. What do you think?
Oh!
I'm using my thermopin and some foil.
Set this over for G-Bag of the day.
I'm making a boat out of the foil. I'm making beef tallow while I'm doing
wow!
it. Wow! Use the beef tallow from some beef stroganoff I'm thinking about later. Who you liking at quarterback, Broaddus? I hate everybody you like anyway.
Oh!
Sometimes
there it
you're
goes.
A bitch when it comes to this stuff.
That last part, it came on that last part.
Wow. Dude.
That's what it was really all about right yes. there, that very last part.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian's impressions yeah. are 90% joke and 10% mean.
Yeah.
And I love them.
There's a little bit of honesty in there.
Yeah. No, man, it's funny because I knew what Sean was going to do. He was going to try and get Bobby and I to go at each other. Zach heard Bobby and I going at each other the other night.
Oh, we'll get to it at 5 o'clock.
Okay, so then now... Now it's like, okay, how can I turn this to make it go after Sean instead of like having to go after Bobby? So
oh, there you go.
I just like went that. In. I
it's
just went in
warfare.
Yeah, I just went into the. I just went into the. Well, you know, I wanted you to fight more. You guys don't fight enough on our show. Yeah, I was kind of being that guy. So yeah, Sean and I are a good guy. I love Sean. I love the calls I get from Sean after. At the end of the days and stuff like that. He's fun to talk to.
Hey, you get the vibes right. Hey,
hey, hey.
Little positive vibes on a Monday right there. Now, I've seen this bit before, so have you if you've listened to the G-Bag Nation, G-Bag of the Day. We got a softball coach that roasts his team as they walk up.
Ooh.
Now, I've seen this before, and this coach right here, which I do like what he's doing, he took some of the jokes from the viral clip that already went popping.
Oh, okay.
So it's like kind of boring, bro.
He's recycling
like, yeah,
stuff.
Like, come on, man. You took the jokes. You're supposed to have your own jokes for your own teammates. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or your whatever the hell. You don't do that like the same jokes.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. But anyway, here it goes. So G-Bag said Dawson might like this.
We're going to do a couple of these walk-up shames. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the plate. Batting leadoff. No one can sit next to her in the dugout because she farts every 5 minutes. Number 6, Katie Gray. The only girl on the team whose jersey number matches her batting average. Number 7, Lindsay Swizak. This next girl coming to bat for the Aces has a really bad attitude. But no one can do anything about it because we're all afraid to tell her. Number 17, Kaylee Ross. She works out and lifts weights 3 times a day, but can't get a ball out of the infield. It's number 22, Addison Thatcher. Another ground ball right back to the pitcher. It's number 13, Riley Arena. Plays second base and shortstop because her father is one of the coaches.
Oof.
It's number 9, Sophia. Is proof that a $500 bat cannot fix a $2 swing. It's number 35,
ouch.
Josephine Salvaggi. Doesn't just suck at softball.
No.
He sucks at soccer, too.
Oh, geez.
It's number 48, Natalie Clifford.
Not a good one. Soccer or softball.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. I think after the first couple did not get a great reaction from the crowd, I might have pivoted.
Yeah.
But that's pretty funny.
That's pretty
good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I bet the girls expect that from
them. They were laughing. They thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I definitely took out the jokes from the viral clip.
Okay.
Because I thought it was just so weird. It was cringy to me.
Yeah.
It's like, no, those are the same jokes. We've seen those. It's like, come on, man. Be a little bit creative. Especially if you're going to borrow. Let's see what else we got right here for you boys. Yesterday,
these girls get gross when they get in their teenage years, though.
What do you mean?
They're farting. To you know, they're starting to cuss a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday, we almost had a fight, and my girl got up and said, "Yeah, B word, nice push.
Let's go."
Oh wow.
Holy cow.
Let's go.
Damn.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's my new team captain right there.
Yeah. Been watching this WNBA again, haven't we?
Yeah. Teaching her right.
Yeah. All right, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessings. Shout out to my pastor, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. We have the audio team that needs to take this brother out of the mix or down or put your headphones on, audio team. Pay attention to what's going on right here. You're failing your job.
Oh no.
It's the Sam Kinison member of the church.
Sam Kinison.
Ow, ow, ow. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And before we get out of here, this pastor has a prophecy. Maybe with all this CD Lamb news and whatnot, contracts, okay, things going on, he might be telling us something. Who knows?
Now, we're calling this a prophetic testimony. So I guess I got to prophesy and testify. You ready for your first prophecy?
Please.
You don't sound like it. You ready for your first prophecy?
Amen.
Now, you got to praise God after you hear this. If not, it's not going to come to pass. Are you ready? Tell two people. Say, neighbor, the Lord said it's going to happen by Friday. Ooh. I don't even know why I came up here. Tell two people it's going to happen by Friday. Still ain't got it. Tell them it's going to happen by Friday.
Happen by Friday, Reverend.
What you hear coming out of my mouth ain't got nothing to do with tonight. I'm praising God for what he's getting ready to do by Friday.
Friday.
Who knows, man? Maybe it was a word for somebody out there in the audience. Maybe it's for a Tolo, and God told me to give that message out. Who knows?
CD's signing by Friday, baby. Let's go.
But it's going to happen by Friday.
I would love it.
Looking for that check. It's going to hit the mail by Friday. Pay attention.
Please. Is it Bobby's, Broadus's Sean impression there on the morning show? That was fantastic. I think the only way I would call you for Twitter advice, though, is if I wanted all Cowboys fans to hate me even more, Brian.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Fat.
I'm just joking. They love you. Softball coach roasting the team, the Sam Kinison of the church choir, or the prophetic testimony, possibly the CD Lamb contract by Friday. I'm going with Broadus. Second best impressions on the fan. Number one is, of course, Lucius.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Who are you voting for, sir? Lucius.
Just to, you know, keep it interesting and everything, we'll go with the bad church audio.
Alrighty.
Kind of see where I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're tied at one, Wolchuk.
Damn it, I just want to be different here, but I'm not going to do it, Brian.
And Mr. Broad is the final vote.
I'm going to let the fans decide this one. Church. I like the church stuff myself.
Yeah. Alrighty, by a score of 2-2, we have a tie. You're going to want to jump onto @GBagNation. That's the Twitter handle. You can follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are right there in the bio. And when we come back, we'll announce the winner of this little poll I'm about to put up to determine the champ. And where are we going next, Wolchuk? Best of the weekend?
Yeah, let's do a little best of the weekend. 877-881-1053. Any highlights for you? We had WNBA history, New Look Zion, and some incident on a plane. That's next.
Thank you very much, Lucius. And a congratulations to Brian Broadus, who has just won G-Bag of the Day in a vote-off by a tally of 94.2% of the votes.
Wow.
People love your impressions,
it's
Brian.
It's a clean sweep.
He crushed it.
Bang, bang. Might be 2 fives in a row. You never know what could happen.
Yeah.
But
Lucius will find somebody. Yes. Lucius is good at doing this, man.
God willing. I'll tell you what.
He is been.
Yeah, you would.
Okay, it's time now.
I'll help you out, Lucius. I'll send something your way. How about that?
Please.
NFL News of the Day coming up at 3 o'clock. It's time now for the best O of the weekend, and Wolchuk in for Chiafalo's broadcast responsibilities.
Yeah, shout out to Eric taking some time with the family. I believe there's a cousin in town that they're going to hang out with the next couple of days, so that should be a good time. Eric and I had Bet Nation yesterday, which was fun. So, I mean, my weekend was spent pretty much up here working. We Brian and I had the post-game show duties till 2 a.m. It was amazing. We still got quite a lot of callers that were up with us late into the evening there, which was fun. And of course, we got Brian versus Bobby, which, you know, spice things up a little bit. I enjoyed that. You seem like you had the best weekend of all, though, heard in the Open. I mean, you dominated the poker tables.
It was terrific. It was terrific. Met up with a lot of people that I've been interacting with on X, met a lot of new friends, a lot of networking, that type of deal. I'm the most jet-lagged I've ever been right now, so I might be a little punch drunk. I'm trying to keep the Diet Coke flowing. I might go 3 20-ouncers today, just to give you a heads up.
So this is worse than when we flew back from Oxnard.
Yeah, because I didn't get any sleep. I couldn't sleep on the plane. Mm. Dude behind me was trying to turn his plane seat into a recliner, and the way that he did that was continuing to push his knees further and further into my back. I know a lot of people think, oh, this plane seat is really firm. That person probably can't feel my knees in their back, but we can.
Okay, but you didn't get urinated on the flight, did you?
No.
Yeah, there's a reason I asked that question, because you brought up planes. This was not a good moment over the weekend. You remember the name Goster Chairless, Brian? Former NFL offensive lineman?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Yes.
Bad moment on a Delta flight.
Oh, no.
Did you say his name is fans? Chairless?
Chairless, yeah.
Chairless.
Chairless with an I.
Chairless.
Chairless. Goster Chairless.
Yeah.
He is...
Boston College?
Yes, Boston College, former first-round pick, 6'6", 280 pounds.
Had his knees in the back of Dawson's chair the whole way.
Well, this was not a good moment for him, as police were called at Logan Airport in Boston around 2 a.m. as troopers verbally commanded Chairless to leave the plane, but apparently he became irate and uncooperative, and eventually troopers escorted Chairless to the jet bridge, placed him under arrest. Now, this was because, according to the police report, before the flight took off, he allegedly argued with another passenger over seating arrangements. Then about an hour into the flight, investigators said he walked up to an elderly woman, exposed himself, and emptied his entire bladder for approximately 20 seconds. Then he went back to his seat. As the flight crew attempted to stop him, he became unruly and aggressive, apparently backhanded another man, according to the report.
Hey, Boston!
Woo! So, that had to be a terrifying moment. This was on a Delta flight, and Goster Chairless today came out with a response that I'd like to address the media reports about me that surfaced today regarding a situation that occurred on board a flight to Ireland this past weekend. The flight was unexpectedly delayed for approximately 4 hours, did not take off until 12:30 in the morning. In preparation for the unexpected overnight flight, I took a sleeping medication don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character, and I would like to apologize to the passengers and flight crew.
It sounds like 2 Xanax bars and 5 beers to me.
Man, that's just, that's a weird one. I've never heard of, I mean, we've seen a lot of flights. You know, we had the poop gate one, somebody got diarrhea. We've had people yelling and screaming at each other, some fights break out, but not like I'm going to urinate on another passenger.
Yeah.
Especially an elderly woman.
That might take the cake.
My gosh.
That sounds like at least 3 months in jail.
Are we buying this, what he's saying?
I don't know. I have not taken the sleeping medication.
Do we maybe play a game
stuff
without a helmet or two? You know, a couple games without a helmet?
You calling it CTE?
Do you have an alternate theory here for us, Brian?
No.
What else would explain it?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't believe that if you were to take something that you would get that kind of off things.
He's got some liquor help with it too. It's got some liquor in there.
I don't. Yeah,
you mix the two.
Yeah, you're sitting at the sky bar, just hammering drinks. You know, I can't believe that you would be that way. I mean, I guess you had some other medication going on with it, but I just find that hard to believe.
It was wild.
Yeah,
a very very wild story. We did get a text in UFC 305.
If you're on no flight list now.
I would say.
Gosh, yeah. That's got to suck.
Yeah. You can't pee on people at a flight. Yeah.
And then hit another person. Yeah. That's another one. Yeah.
Become an Amtrak MVP now.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, I'm into that.
Good luck going to Ireland. Yeah. You know?
I would not have minded that designation at about 1 o'clock Friday. We're flying into Vegas.
Okay.
It's so windy. We're about 10 feet from landing. The left wing goes whoop. All
dips.
Probably within a couple feet of the ground.
Right? Oh, yeah.
The heat
and the wind.
Yeah,
get
the heat
you
and the
there.
Wind.
Heat and wind.
The The pilot immediately jams the gas, and we take back off.
Oh, yeah.
And at this point, you know how my anxiety hits already on a plane?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm like, oh, crap. So I start talking to the guy next to me. I'm like, do you fly a lot? Has this ever happened to you? He's like, I fly about every other week, and for the last 20 years, it's only happened to me once. We're going to be fine. We're low enough. I'm texting my buddy who's a pilot. I'm like, dude, what's going on? I'm freaking out right now. So we circle around Vegas, of course. Then we come in about 1,000 or 2,000 feet. It's hard to tell. And it was too windy. He gooses it again. Bam, we're back up there. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God, this is the end. I'm like, don't try to land this. Let's go to Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to Reno. Pivot. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Dude's coming back around for the third one.
Oh, third time's the charm, though.
And it was the deal where, you know, you and Mickey had to land in Houston because of the storms. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I swear to God, if we get on the ground, I'm never flying again.
Oh, no. That's exactly.
I mean, driving back.
I told Rob Phillips, I go, if they open that door, I'm jumping from the plane onto the tarmac. Without a bridge or anything.
Yeah, just get me off, please.
Holy crap. The wind, when you fly into Vegas, Phoenix is another one.
Yeah.
The heat in any kind of wind just totally makes it nerve wracking on those things.
Man, we got a 512 Eric in Austin said, I once took an Ambien and I came to in an IHOP booth that was already occupied by a family. I guess Ambien will make you do some weird stuff that you don't remember.
Yeah,
that's a great story there, Eric.
Man, I learned something today.
Maybe we're the mixture of the booze and the Ambien here. We did get a text. UFC 305 was awesome. I was doing the Cowboys game, so I did not get to see this. I did watch the highlights, but Dricus du Plessis, the South African, beating Israel Adesanya due to rear naked choke. I saw an article, the craziness that Israel Adesanya goes through to make weight. I mean, he's dropping 25 pounds in 6 days, and a lot of that's just like it's water weight for the most part, but he goes through a crazy diet that the dietitians give him, rice cakes, Nutella, sweet chili rice, chicken. Like each one of these foods apparently has a purpose to help him drop that, to get from 210 down to 185, but it's nuts what these UFC fighters
does
go
he,
through. Just
does
to
he
weight.
Have that posted how you do it?
I'm in.
Yeah,
we got the meals posted.
Sweet chili rice. And,
Nutella. I mean,
and then you're just going to get in the sauna and basically just dehydrate the hell out of yourself.
Okay. Oh, okay. That. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is the water weight. Yeah. And then the WNBA, hey, these two rookies keep being historic. Caitlin Clark sets the WNBA rookie assist record, which honestly she probably could have set a couple of weeks back if she got a little more help from the teammates. And then Angel Reese. Another huge game for her.
Double-double again?
She recorded her fourth straight double-double yesterday, dating back to the final game of the first half of the season. She
I needed one
points.
More assist. I'm sorry. I needed one more assist from Caitlin Clark yesterday. I definitely did. They put her down with like a minute 50 left or something like that. I was like, nah, man, don't do this.
Hey, Lucius, let me ask you a question.
I had 10, and they put her out with 9.
Oh, yeah. Little prize pick action.
Damn it.
Lucius, what's up with all the gals kind of getting into it with the other team's coaches and stuff? Like, it seems like to me, like Skylar Dick stuff, it seems like there's a lot of arguing going on.
Yeah, I seen that yesterday.
The players are like chirping. Getting in with the other team's coaches and stuff like that.
It's getting heated. It's getting heated. But what I thought was funny about that, too, is they were going back and forth as soon as that the horn said, they started hugging. It's the game's over.
Yeah, it's like these fighters. I mean, the pregame fight buildup is crazy. They want to kill each other. They hate each other. And afterwards, they're hugging and making up. That's how it goes. But yeah, Angel Reese becoming the fastest player in WNBA history to record 20 career double-doubles, a mark that she accomplished in 27 games.
Jeez.
Pretty impressive.
Hello, good
player.
Pick.
Absolutely.
Good pick.
Okay, CY is coming up at 4 o'clock, or 4:20, I'm sorry. Mike Golic Jr. at 4. NFL News Today coming up next. Zachary, where are we going with that?
Tua calling out his former coach. We have a former Super Bowl MVP taking a shot at Lamar. And did we get this quarterback very, very wrong? That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.